Here I am, Lord. Good morning, and God bless you all. Before I begin, this is my first time in the pulpit in this capacity. And to be totally honest, I am a bit intimidated. As Pastor Choi suggested counting last week, I will ask you to please count as many times that I say, God bless, blessed, or blessed. One can never have enough. This will also help keep you awake. Thanks for your cooperation in advance. First, the mums over there are in honor and memory of all my church family and family. Before I start, the best way to begin is in prayer, which I already have done many, many times. Another great way to begin, of course, is with scripture. And the scripture that I have selected from the Old Testament in Genesis 12:3 will begin. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. From the New Testament, Acts 3:25, you are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. First, I would like to share with you how I got to where I am today. I have been lay leader, and I am a certified lay speaker. A week or so ago, Pastor Choi asked me to share with you today. Initially, I thought, why me? No way, I said to myself. Next, I thought what Pastor Clark always said, and I truly believe there are no coincidences. So I said rather quickly, I would be honored to do so. And here I am in front of all of you today, humbly speaking. I have titled my sharing, Family Matters. And as we continue, I pray that you will understand where I am coming from and where I am going to. To do so, I have to share some of my personal background. I also apologize in advance for this being so personal, because it is not my nature to do so to so many. My background has been very blessed. My parents, who many of you knew, were God's blessing to me. I was born in Philadelphia and raised a shouting Methodist, and I pray the Lord I still am. My dad's nickname was the preacher. That's a quote. And my mom also shared her words of wisdom with great humor and even with some of you. We moved to the suburbs when I was 12, which was a big deal, to Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. And we continued being very active church members at Broad Street Memorial United Methodist Church. I believe God put Rick into my life. There he is. When I lost my beloved sister, Peggy, to a horrific plane crash in Belgium. I was only 16, and she was my older sister that I looked up to so very much. And needless to say, it was and continues to be a great loss and pain. A major blessing was meeting Rick, my first and only husband of almost 50 years. I was 16 and he was 17. No kidding, just like the soul. We attended the same church, sang in the church choir, attended MYF. My parents were counselors and my dad loved Ricky. The same high school, Upper Darby, although he was a year older. We also both graduated from Drexel University, and no, I had not followed him there. I had planned to attend Drexel. We still sing in the church choir and share other church activities. God bless. Enough of that. I want to share my family with all of you. It is twofold. First, my immediate family is Rick, my beloved husband, our son, R. Wayne, and his wife, Rosie, and our special blessing, our granddaughter, Gwendolyn Margaret, named after my mom. And our daughter, Kimberly Louise Jones, and her husband, Matthew S. Partridge. Also a new grandson. He will be born a conch and is due in March. For your information, a conch, a saltwater conch, is a person born in Key West. Very special. As many of you know, we are most proud of all of them. They are truly good people. Here is a photo of us, and of course, our granddaughters. I'm a teacher, show and tell. On to my second family, and that includes all of you. Every one of you are my church family, and I am most proud of both my families. Our church has a really big heart, really big. Many of you know this already, but the more you are involved here, the more you will know that is true. Our father is the head of our family and our church family. Excuse me, time for an advertisement. We need to redo our church photo directory. Any volunteers? I did this last one, and I will assist the new coordinator. I promise. This is the old one. It really needs updating. Enough said. This is our Father, the good Lord Jesus, who I pray we all know very well. Our church family is also fantastic, as many of you already are blessed to know. What Manahawkin United Methodist Church means to me has many, many names, and I know I will miss some of them. I apologize in advance. But I will give you some highlights in no particular order, numbering 10, as Clark or David Letterman would do. Number one, our prayer group. These are very special, blessed Christians. They pray for all of our church family and our families and our friends. I feel very blessed to have them in my life. And I feel the power and the strength in their presence. They all truly walk the walk and talk the talk. Dare I name them? Yes, I will. Dottie, Ruth, Lorraine, Joyce, Sunwoo, Lorraine, Phyllis, and our token males, James and Pastor Troy. When I am able to join them on Thursdays at 11, I feel the Spirit. God bless. Two, adult Sunday school class. This group has been suspended. Why? I'm not sure. I pray it will begin again. Anyone interested? Sorry, another advertisement. To explain my advertising, I had worked in advertising before education. Forgive me. But Rick and I have found lifelong friends in that class and very special ones we truly consider family. To name a few, but not all, Evie Rich, Jane, Marion, Leo, Susan, John, Bobby, Ron, Eliza Art, Julie, Roy, Barbara, Jim and Pauline, Maureen and Bruce, Tim and Holly. These are special family members of ours. We have even traveled with several of them for vacations and shared family occasions, both happy and sad. Our church lost a family member, and there was a beautiful service on Friday of celebration of Marion's dad, Charlie. I can still see him right there in one of the front pews, singing along his favorite hymns, and he particularly enjoyed seeing the children play the bells and sing. Many of their church family were here in support. That is what family is about. God bless. Three, choir. We are all blessed with very dedicated and talented choir members, and Belle as director, and Anne as the pianist, and sometimes Susan. I sing tenor for the good Lord, I always say that, it's for him. Rick's in space, and he is very much in demand. Cheryl is the choir mom, and she tries hard, really hard, to keep us informed and in line. We also have good parties. God bless. The bell choirs and chimes, both adult and children, are enriching as well to our church service. Joe and Bill also do a great job there. Such gifts we have for a little church. God bless. 4, Vacation Bible School. For several years, I taught and assisted. The best times were teaching with Valerie. I did the teaching and she did the crafting. It was a blessed team. Shelley and Jerry Lynn do a fantastic job now and have fun doing it, as well as the many of others who assist and put in a great deal of energy and time to make it special for the kids in our greater family. God bless. 5, United Methodist Women. UMW is a group of very dedicated Christian women. They meet once a month on a Tuesday, and it never seems to work out with my schedule, but I pray it will. I have always enjoyed the Mother's Day dinner in the past with my mom and my daughter Kimberly. I have missed attending it with them, but have gone with Evie and Jane as their family. God bless. 6, social activities. We used to have lots of social activities, and we need to have them again. This is one aspect of a church, to have Christian fun and socials with our Christian Methodist family. One example many of you may remember was Fool's Night Out. Kind of like a gong show, right? Use your own memories and imagination. It was great fun. Another highlight was the Madrigal Dinner and Show. Karen did a fantastic job. And the first year, I was honored to play the Queen, and Rick was in the choir. The second year, he was promoted to King. I like that much better. All who participated enjoyed it so much, as well as those who attended. Lauren still calls me Queenie. God bless. 7, fellowship. When I was lay leader, the job was undefined, and I took it upon myself to focus on planning social trips with all our Christian church family. All ages were invited. We went to Longwood Gardens, the Sculpture Gardens of New Jersey, an Orthodox church, historical sites, etc. But we are looking for a new leader. I will assist. 3rd advertisement. But who is counting? God bless. Please raise your hand if you are still counting. Bless, blessed, blessing. Well, now, at least I hope you're awake. 8, prayers. Number 1 in blessings for me are your prayers. They are more than appreciated. They are needed. All of you have crosses to bear. And as you probably know, our Jones family has had several years of great challenges. Your prayers for Rosie, Wayne, and Gwendolyn are so appreciated. Also prayers for Kimberly and Matthew and our new grandson-to-be after several complications. Most appreciated. Rick's recovery from open-heart surgery shows the power of prayer and intense rehab and determination by his part. He plays golf, and some say he plays better. He also works, keyword, works, for our kids, the church, and work. Also, there are prayers in times of great loss of my mom and dad. The support was there. God bless. Good news. I stopped at 8. Fooled you. Didn't go to 10. Just 8. There could be more. But I know John has a lot to say to you as well. I pray that all of us will be part of our church family, caring, loving, praying, and serving. Sorry I did not name every one of you, but I could because you are all part of our church family just by being here. I also pray, even at times when we are not as polite or caring or respectful as we should be, particularly to our fellow Christians and church family, we should all remember a favorite hymn. We know we are Christians by our love, by our love. We know we are Christians by our love. We are blessed in so many ways. Those of you who are new or just not active as yet, I would say join and participate and serve, and you will know the beauty of our church family. Our Father is always there and walking with us and will help us and bless us. Our church family truly has heart. God bless each and every one of you and your families. I dare say, Bob and Rosemary, they're not new anymore, but boy, they jumped right in. They know what it is to serve. Thank you for letting me share my family blessings with you, and perhaps it might help you remember your many blessings as well. Also, thanks for counting blessing, etc. One can never have enough. Let me know the count, please. God bless. One more thing. Webster's Dictionary of Family is all the people living in the home. Two, parents and their children, and on and on. My definition is much simpler. All the people in the church worshiping together and praying for one another. In conclusion, thank you and the good Lord for Manahawkin United Methodist Church. Truly, family matters. Together, we will praise our Father and do His will. Amen, and God bless.
Good morning. Yes, we've all been terrifically blessed. This morning, we have a new sister who has joined the family, the body of Christ. And as the body of Christ, we are all called to serve. We're all called to be servants to one another, especially to our brothers and sisters, to those in need. But it's not always glamorous work. In the 1860s, we had the forerunner of FedEx called PonyX. For 17 months, the Pony Express delivered mail at a cost of a mere $2.60 an ounce, from St. Joseph, Missouri to Sacramento, California. They covered the 2,000 miles in about 10 days. Each rider would cover 75 to 100 miles, changing horses every 15 to 25 miles. It sounded like an exciting job, and really they never had a lack of riders looking for adventure. To recruit riders, they placed an ad in a San Francisco newspaper that read, "Wanted. Young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18, must be expert riders, willing to risk daily. Orphans preferred." You see, the job consisted of long, hard, lonely hours on the back of a horse, punctuated by moments of excitement when they were chased by Indians or wild animals, or perhaps when they're succumbing to the cold, since for speed and agility, they would ride in shirt sleeves, even in frigid weather. Well, Christian service can be like that. It can be long, hard, lonely work, such as cleaning up after a function, punctuated by moments of excitement, like knocking over a pitcher half filled with lemonade. My children think those are some of my more entertaining moments. But understand that wherever you are and whatever you are called to do for the glory of God, your work is important and will never be in vain. Every job needs to be filled. As Isaiah said, "Here I am, Lord. Why not me?" One of my favorite verses when I get tired or discouraged, wondering if I'm making a difference, is 1 Corinthians 15:58. "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Lee Strobel was a devout atheist working as a reporter for the Chicago Tribune. One day he was given an assignment to write a series on the poor of Chicago, and he was thinking, well, where can I find poor in Chicago? So he went to the Salvation Army Homeless Center. He interviewed many of the people there to find out why they had ended up at the homeless center and what was happening in their lives now. And what he saw while he was there was so many selfless and dedicated Christian volunteers serving and clothing the poor, watching their children while they looked for jobs. teaching them skills, helping them to find jobs. And at the end of his research, he talked to the woman who headed up the center. And during the conversation, she asked, "What do you think about Jesus?" Well, as Strobel says, he normally would have just shut her down, refusing to talk about such stupid things. But this time he talked and he listened. He listened to the gospel of Jesus Christ because of the selfless dedication that he had seen in these Christian volunteers that earned his respect and made him want to know more. Strobel didn't say that this is when he accepted Christ, but he certainly softened his heart. And today, Lee Strobel is no longer an atheist, but a very devout and active Christian, and the author of The Case for Christ, The Case for Faith, God's Outrageous Claims, and several other Christian books because of the dedication of those volunteers he saw in the name of God at the Salvation Army Homeless Center. Jesus said that we are to leave mother and father, brother and sister, and follow him. This does not mean that we are to dishonor families. But what it does mean is that we need to get our priorities straight. Put God first, and all else will naturally fall into its proper place. So remember, wherever you are, whatever God has called you to do, whether for the church or as we go about just our daily lives, do it for the glory of God and rest assured that your labor for God is always important, is always noticed, and will never return empty.